Hey everybody, this is Camille Forte. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, I have next to me the magnificent Mike.
Catch me outside.
Why do they always clap for you, not for me?
They like me.
It's true. Everyone likes him. It's crazy.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Would you stop it?
Sorry, I just love
that. It's a marketing podcast.
Well, she's marketing herself. She's doing a good job. I mean,
she's an example of the debate of, you know, no PR is bad PR. That's not true. I don't think that's good PR. I wouldn't want to get that PR.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I would not want to cash that PR.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Right. So today, first of all, my apologies. I've been slipping on the podcast a little bit. So
that's what she calls it.
Yeah. So today we're going to do sort of a rapid fire catch up. We haven't done this since January, so we're going to do another rapid fire session of some of the most frequently asked questions, the most common questions. They may seem a little general, but at the same time, it's like, if they're so ambiguous, why do they keep being asked? So, mm-hmm. You know, obviously a lot still need some answers. So,
and these are questions that came through the hashtagging of Ask Camille, you know, and these were some of the more, we saw a lot of the questions. Well, actually because, you know, Camille's always busy and leaves everything to me, but
social listening.
So a lot of the times these questions were very similar. So we just started to get the top four from the last couple of weeks. And I got some rapid fire questions, and I'm going to shoot Camille those questions when she's ready. I think she's still drinking her coffee.
No, I'm good to go. I was just thinking to myself that, correct me if I'm wrong, because this is kind of like January's where you're just going to throw them at me, but at least one of them has been asked in person as well.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few of these have been asked, and the reason why being that we're doing this rapid fire is you're listening to this podcast, and thank you. We want to help people from like little mom and pops to small business to enterprise. There's always these questions that arise that a marketer, whether yourself or asking a marketer or asking a marketing agency, or wondering if you already hired a marketing agency, and if you haven't hired Camille by now, you suck.
Thank you for that gentle and smooth plug there.
Hey,
Mike.
And more, you know, digital marketing now these days is your lifeline to the world.
It is.
Either you sink or swim. But these questions are asked a lot, and we're going to kind of cover these. So I'm going to start off with the first question.
Wait, first I'd like to thank Michael for not threatening me like the podcast in January of having me dunk into a tank of water like one of those carnival games where you throw the, what is it, a softball and try to dunk the person if they can't answer the question.
I try to hire a tank in New Jersey. Let's just say it's kind of harder to get one, especially around Mother's Day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, you know, we will get one and we'll put it on YouTube. Here's the first question. The most important steps of getting a startup up and running. This was sent by Charles via Twitter.
I love how you phrase that, like, as if it were on a game show, like a high tension moment.
Tick-tock.
I do remember this question. I do remember also being asked this by our mechanic.
Yes.
Who was also asking about digital marketing help. Most important steps of getting a startup up and running. And usually when that question is asked, they're talking about the tangible steps. And they're talking about digital marketing. So let's say you've already got your website up. And let's just presume it's great. There's always improvements that can be made to your conversion optimization, but let's say your website is already up. People ask, what digital marketing steps, you know, what order should I go in for my startup? And first, I would say social, because social media in today's world whether it's B2B, whether it's B2C, whether you are looking for leads from the C-suite or you're an e-tailer with some very reasonably priced products, whether you're a plumber, a dentist, it doesn't matter. Social media is the shortest distance between you and your target audience. The reason for that is very simple. Almost no one, and that is statistically proven, almost no one is not on one or several platforms of social media every day. And so if you do your targeting right and if you do your social media right, that is definitely the first step, because that's where you have a brand presence. That's where you can start reaching your ideal customers or clients. It's really a necessary foundation upon which everything else is built. Now, then I would recommend content management. So that when you are posting on social media, you can start driving traffic to your website. And content management is one of the best ways to do that. But again, it has to be done right. You need to be able to write content that people are genuinely engaged with, something that makes them want to click. Content management can also mean lead magnets, you know, putting something out there that people are willing to give their email address for and sign up for your newsletter or, you know, whatever the case may be. But notice that these all trace back to social, because where, you know, you could write a fabulous blog, but if you don't have a social media presence, who's going to find your blog? How and why? It's, you know, search engine optimization can take up to 6 months, sometimes a year, sometimes 2 years, if you ask Neil Patel. And so if you are looking to, you know, get things moving, your content management has to be put out through social media. And finally, I would say email marketing, because email marketing sort of holds hands with content management, because you have to know, you know, what are you going to put in that email that is worth getting people's attention, makes their ears perk up, makes them not want to unsubscribe from you. And in order to get more subscribers to your list, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be doing it through social media anyway. So that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's really the nutshell version of the first 3 steps of digital marketing for your startup would be social media, content management or marketing, like blogging, lead magnets, video marketing, definitely today. And then finally, email marketing, where you can start getting the leads that you've generated from social media and start nurturing them and taking them more deeply into your product, your service, your brand, whatever the case may be. And like I said, that's a very nutshell version, which is why I'm very big on strategy. Marketing, in the case of a very, very good marketer, all marketing is good marketing, meaning you should be able, a great marketer should be able to do marketing for a global conglomerate and a solopreneur. Just the same. It's just the strategy and the tactics that differ, which is why I'm so big about strategy. So, and why I have an entire podcast based or inspired by Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. You know, he was sort of the king of strategy, and I think that's one of the most amazing strategies that you could incorporate into your marketing. Now, there are some intangible steps People think, you know, you just set up a Facebook page and, you know, post some stuff. You know, it's not that. It's not spaghetti on the wall. You can't just post anything. There has to be a strategy to what you post. And you have to test. Maybe Richard Branson? Forgive me. I don't recall which entrepreneur, some great entrepreneur said, if you're not constantly testing your marketing, you're not marketing. So when you set these things up, it's not just a one-way street. You know, everything today, digital, everything is two-way. And so you also need to remember to use your social media for social listening, for reputation management, for customer service. In your content marketing, you know, you really want to give people legitimate value. That's what's going to keep them coming back to you. So you need to do a little research into what's going on in the mind of your target customer or client. And the importance of brand awareness. You know, I spoke to a new client the other day, and she said the word brand awareness, and I can't tell you, it made me happier than a kid who just heard the Mr. Softy jingle coming down the street, the ice cream truck, because so many people don't understand the need for brand awareness, and it's as simple as this. You could have a lemonade stand in the middle of the desert, but if you don't have any brand awareness, no one's going to know that you're there, and as thirsty as they are, they're not going to walk in your direction. And, you know, everything ties back to why social media is first. It's the fastest, shortest route to brand awareness.
Very true. So, thank you for that. Here is our next question from Marla versus Facebook. From Facebook, not versus Facebook.
Marla takes on Facebook.
Yeah, Marla's got to beat up Facebook now.
Watch out, Zucky.
Which is more important, social or search or social, and why?
Ooh.
And Camille is on the clock.
You know, don't add pressure to this. These are actually, there's in the marketing world, I know this sounds very, very geeky, but many of you know I make no apologies for my geekhood. This is actually a very hot topic in marketing right now. You know, which should I focus on, search or social? I will tell you, for example, I mentioned Neil Patel. Hands down, one of the biggest geniuses in SEO ever, like Matt Cutts and so many others. And they'll tell you organic, meaning search, you know, optimize it, do all of your SEO right, and be in it for the long game, which means if you've done your SEO right and your content is good and, you know, you've studied your keyword density and all of that, you'll rank high enough in the search engines to get more traffic. This is very, very true. However, there is the other school of thought right now, which says, I can't wait that long. That says, I need sales to start coming in. I need to start building business right away. I can't wait a year for my blogs to start ranking when people search for something close to my niche, my product or service. You know, a plumber cannot write a great blog about how to, you know, keep your pipes clean and then wait a year for people to start calling because suddenly he started coming up in search results. So that takes me back to the previous question of why social media is first, because it's not overnight. Be realistic, but it is the fastest path between you and your target customer or client. Whether you're high ticket, low ticket, doesn't matter. You could be a niche boutique. You could be an everyday service. You could be a life necessity. Either way, social is going to be the fastest path to your target. That said, I say both. Here's the kicker. You know, the search engines are so much smarter today. They're using hyper-threaded intelligence mapping. They're using AI, artificial intelligence. You know, a search engine can actually look at a picture of your dinner and know if it was a plate of spaghetti. So they're getting smarter, and at the same time, they're indexing social media results almost instantaneously. And so I've had some clients where I've actually watched the curve, the lines go past that break-even point over time. And what I mean by that is the client's Facebook page actually ranked more quickly and higher in the rankings than their website at first. And that's one of the reasons why SEO and social really can't be separated, because even if you're only doing social media, it's such a fabulous opportunity to come up in the search engines that it's important to put some SEO thought into what you post, into your social media strategy, because you will get indexed and you'll come up quickly. So in that case, I say both. But also social, one last thing about that, you know, with it being the long game, think of it as, you know, a tree growing its roots. You know, social media is sort of like putting a bouquet of flowers or, you know, something on the table immediately. But search, SEO, is like a tree growing roots, which means for the long game, over time, it'll be there to sustain you if other things aren't going well. So that's why I always recommend diversifying your digital marketing efforts.
Good. So, good.
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew. First, we had a Marlo.
You don't have any wisecracks or anything?
No,
you know?
Not at all. Not
I'm
yet.
I'm shocked. Not yet. Yeah, there we go.
Matthew from Twitter asked, why can't it just happen overnight? He just wants to know, why can't social media not just happen overnight?
Was this the one with that big, funny smile? It was like a half smile, half cry emoji?
Yes.
So, okay. So, this one was funny because the gentleman who asked it, he was being somewhat facetious, you know, just sort of crying out in a tweet, why can't it just happen overnight? But the fact is, I do have clients ask this. Everyone does. I think every marketer has questions to ask this. You know, why isn't the phone ringing yet? Why aren't people buying yet? And I'll give an example. I worked with a toy company for a while, and it was literally their first foray into the digital sphere ever. The company started to, you know, the company had already gone under a few times, and then they got back on their feet and they, you know, decided, I think it was the investors actually, who said, okay, you need to start digital marketing or else. I don't know what the or else was, but whatever. So there I am. And, you know, one of the executives kept asking me all the time, you know, why are we not flooded with orders yet? And at first it was like, okay, I've been here a week, man. Number two, you know, you have to build up a presence. You have to build a brand voice. You have to build up that brand awareness, like I was talking about in the first question. If you are, for the first time ever in the history of your business, just now putting together a social media presence, this is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. Welcome to 2017. Pardon my sarcasm. But it also means that you now have the opportunity to reach a wider, bigger audience comprised of your target audience than ever before. Never before have you been able to seize such a big piece that is literally filled with your target audience. But you need to build up a brand awareness first. The majority of consumers today will check for your brand on social media before they go to your website. I don't remember the exact number. I want to say it was around 93%, but I could be wrong, so don't quote me on that. But the majority of them, see, they're already on Facebook. They're already on Twitter. They're already on LinkedIn, whatever their, you know, preferred poison of social media. But they're already on there. So if they hear about your brand or your name or your company, they're rather than divert to another app or open up a search engine, they're just going to look for you where they already are. And that's what makes it the fastest path. But at the same time, you need to have enough of a social media voice so that when they're there, then you can engage them. And then you start adding on lead generation activities. You start adding on the list building activities. You know, social media can be an enormous lead generator. This is not, I remember it was, 2008, the MySpace days. And there were literally no places for social or for business on social media. There was no such thing as business pages or anything like that. And I had a Honda client, and he said, "But social media, there's nothing. I can't sell cars on here." And I said, "That's true." But I pulled up a MySpace group. They were called the Honda Girls, and they were all extremely attractive girls from all over the world who, for whatever reason, they just absolutely loved custom souped-up Hondas. And I showed him the group, and before I could finish my sentence, he said, "Where do I sign?" You know, in the words of Gary Vaynerchuk, I don't like social media because I want to see pictures of people's dinner. I like social media because it sells stuff. Gary did not say stuff. I'm keeping it PG for the podcast. But that's the point. And but it's just like the physical world. Just like you wouldn't go up to someone and ask them to marry you on the first date or upon the first time of shaking their hand. You have to get to know them and they have to get to trust you. And, you know, sometimes people, especially, I'd say mid-sized businesses or businesses who have been around for quite a long time and they're not accustomed to the digital world, they don't really understand that, yes, you may have built up trust face-to-face with the contacts on the business cards in your wallet, but you're in an entirely new world now. You are now you're now a small fish in a big pond. You know, if you've been relying on word of mouth marketing for the last 30 years, you've probably felt like a big fish in a small pond, you know, and you thought that your word of mouth would never run out. And, you know, at some point you realized you had to come to digital marketing, and now you are a small fish in a big pond. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because a big pond means big possibility, big opportunity, a lot new leads. You're going to be reaching people in places you've never reached before. But you are starting from scratch. I said that to someone, and they took it the wrong way. They took it very personally and said, you know, we've been in business for 30 years. We're not starting from scratch. You know, we're great. The fact is, the company is great, and they have been around, and they're an extremely strong brand, very well known, but not very well known to many. And by that, I mean in the digisphere, you know, to the millions and millions of people who are on social media or online every day. It's all pretty much been word of mouth. And so, you know, when you look at the digital world, bear in mind that you have to go through the same process that you would in the physical world, in that if you meet somebody, great analogy for social media, number one, don't just talk about yourself nonstop. You know, offer some interesting conversation, post things that are very useful, give people value. That makes them want to listen to you, stay engaged with you. Mm-hmm. And then personalize your brand. Do some video, get your face out there. That's going to have people earning your trust. Give them a lead magnet. Give them something that's legitimately of value, and don't skimp on it. Everyone thinks, you know, I'll just give them a little bit in the lead magnet and, you know, get the email address. No, people are going to feel cheated if you don't give them real value. And then the end result is you may have gotten the lead, but they don't really trust you enough. And so they're not going to convert into being a customer.
Uh-huh. A quick interjection. It's an interesting note. When you sign up for someone's like newsletter or podcast, mm-hmm. unless you give them something that's engaging, 75% of people, that's 3 out of 4 people, within after signing up within a week will unsubscribe.
Very true. Very true. And if you are, you know, doing email marketing, that's fabulous. But you have to, you know, just like social media, it has to be a symbiotic cycle, and it has to reflect real life, because we may all be surgically attached to mobile devices now, but humans are still humans. You still have to become known. You still have to win people's trust, and you still have to have some engagement before, you know, they're ready to hand over some money or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Now, the fourth and final question was actually an email. The person says he likes me. He thinks that I'm great.
Okay.
Excuse me. The reason why that this gentleman can't pronounce his name, I think his name is Baglanin. It's from overseas. Okay. And he had to send me a picture because I didn't know what a accessory was.
A sucessory?
Yeah, he put it as a accessory. It's like,
how do you spell it?
Successory.
Oh, a successory.
With the things in the mall. So he sent a picture like of those things in the mall that, you know, that rotate back in the 80s and 90s when malls were still relevant. If you're that old.
Malls will never die.
But his question was, if you were a successory in a kiosk in a mall, which one would you be?
I loved accessories. Okay, for...
I'm an Amazon type of guy.
I hate questions that age me. But yes, I am old enough to very vividly remember the kiosks of accessories in the mall. And in today's digital world, we call them memes. That's the simplest way to put it. Back then, they were inspirational and motivational quotes put on pretty pictures, landscape pictures, whatever, wildlife pictures, in order to, you know, motivate people in your office. People would buy them for their home offices or regular offices, and it would have something motivational. So they're old school memes before they were digital. Hands down, my favorite one of all time. The bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. And forgive me, it's been a long time since I've actually said that out loud. That has always been my favorite, and I think it's, even though I don't know if accessories still exist, but if they do, you know, that's still my favorite, even more so because I work in an industry where the only constant is change. And so one of the most frequent challenges are people who fear change. And in a way, it's kind of sad to see, because a lot of people get really frustrated when they don't understand the digital world. And if I could, I would like to just, you know, sort of put a big hug out there for everyone and say, relax, it's going to be okay. This is a good thing. But there are a lot of people who just... there are still some out there, believe it or not, who are, if you could see me, my hand is actually raised in the air. I'm honest to God, there are still people out there who question whether or not their businesses should be on social media. Or if they should be a part, you know, be implementing digital marketing, and it's hard for me not to actually laugh. And at this point, I have to just back up and say, look, if you're still asking that question, that's a question between you and the rest of the world, not you and me. But also, things change your business. You know, business changes. Maybe, you know, perfect example, the photography business. You know, it's an unregulated industry, so it's become completely oversaturated with a lot of self-proclaimed professionals. And unlike the old days where, you know, prints were all that there was, it was all about getting prints. And no matter how old or young you are, I'm sure somewhere in your home you've got a picture hanging of someone you love. But, you know, then there's, well, selling, you know, I want digital prints. I want to put them on Facebook, and I want all the digital files myself. And, you know, and it's caused like a big controversy in that industry. So I don't want to go too much into that, but it applies to every industry. Another woman I work with was putting together a big conference, and I was going to be a speaker there. I was really looking forward to it, too. But she actually had to cancel it because, you know, we're in an age now where people don't want to pay a couple hundred dollars for an entry fee, take a day off from work, and sort of sit in, you know, in seminars all day or hear talks all day, when you can now actually do it virtually. You can sit at your laptop, go around a virtual conference center, walk in and out of rooms, see different presentations, and even pick up, I kid you not, white papers, you know, just like you'd have handouts as you're going into or leaving the room. It's amazing technology, but we do live in a world where your business may have been successful for the last 30 years, but in the last 10 years, so much has changed that it affects a lot of business models in every industry, in the pharmaceutical industry. You know, the big players are reaching out via social media, and they're starting online Facebook groups. And guess what? You know, never has there been an easier and cheaper way to gather a group of your prospective patients or consumers of your new drug or whatever it may be. It's literally every industry. And so, you know, the road has bent, you know, plain and simple. The road has been bent. It has been into a completely different direction. And you'll be fine if you make that turn. But if you don't, I'm just being honest, you're going to end up wrapped around a tree or a telephone pole or something. And that causes a lot of business owners frustration. You know, they're not willing to bend, but they're halfway into the tree and they're wondering why. So
that's pretty much it for the surefire fast shot rubber band shots, paintball shot questions
and
that
you,
we have.
You didn't dunk me once. You didn't no wisecracks this time.
I'm
you
saving
have a
them for
grin
later.
On your face like you're saving them for the next one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wish you could see it here in the studio, the naughty little, you know, oh, just wait until next time. Ha ha ha. So, yeah, please don't tune in to our next podcast because apparently Mike's got something up his sleeve. No, I'm just kidding.
But so, as always, you know, you're always available for anyone to ask questions.
Oh, yeah.
Always use the hashtag on social media, hashtag Ask Camille. Go to her site, you know, go to your Facebook page, your Twitter, Instagram.
Go to Google, just type in Camille Forte, and, you know, it's
shoot
been a very long journey. I'm all over, you know, first page. So pick whichever platform you love the most. Reach out to me. My website, Camille-Forte.com. Remember, there are two L's in Camille. And I'm all over social media, so you can reach me any way you like. I'm on Quora, too, but I don't check that often enough. But thank you. You know, important thing to remember is money is replaceable, time is not. So thank you for spending some with me, and I hope that if it was very thought-provoking, if not helpful. Hoping it was helpful, but if not helpful, then definitely thought-provoking.
Keep in mind, you could reach her at Ask Camille, hashtag Ask Camille. So I think that's pretty much it for this podcast.
Be strategic.
Yes.
Always be strategic. So.
Okay, I think that's it. So, thank you so much for tuning in, Camille.
Thank you, everybody. And I promise to be a little bit more diligent with the podcasts and, you know, make the weekly podcast actually weekly.
I'll keep her on that. No worries, guys.
Yeah, there comes that evil little grin again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a fabulous day.
Take care.